Okay, welcome back to Revolutionaire Corporatistan, basically a podcast for alternative viewpoints. Thanks for tuning in again. This is like three episodes in a row. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm on a roll here. Way before the advent of this alternative right thing, there was the whole MG Tau MRA thing, which was in a reaction basically to the rise of, you know, third wave feminism rearing its ugly head once again, after probably being dormant for probably at least, you know, 6 or 7 years. And one thing I wanted to bring up is that, you know, I'm not calling this guy out because I don't want to ruin my repertoire with him. Andrew Anglin caught a lot of heat for an article about how rape and murder of your enemies, you know, wives and children, was acceptable in times of war. Obviously caught a lot of backlash for this, and a lot of people started calling him out, saying that's wrong, you know, the whole white knight complex. Now, we have to understand that basically third wave feminism is not yet dead. Yes, it's on life support and it's about to die, but it's still breathing. And the problem with society today is a lot of women. Now, I don't advocate the killing of children. That's for another time. That does cross the line where morality begins and ends. With the case of feminists, you know, crying, you know, making the whole entire false rape accusations and all this other stuff, and basically just basically belittling white men, excuse me. I mean, it's reach fever pitch. It's like they're not hiding it anymore. They really just hate us for being white and having a dick, even saying they favor black guys or immigrants over us. But anytime our, you know, the large, and Freud would have a lot to say about this. I mean, you know, broken clock is right twice a day, and, you know, it's not, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to lay the anti-Semitism aside and realize that maybe this guy's right, you know, about this, you know, penis envy type stuff that feminists like to project. Whereas they say, oh, he has a tiny penis, and making jokes about that. And that's kind of a problem, you know, because they're just feeling more rage from, you know, guys like me. And it's not real. And they're making things like, you know, what constitutes consent and what doesn't constitute consent. They're making it really, really vague. They're making it vague. Very, very vague. I read a post a little bit ago that kind of invoked what I'm trying to say here, is that, you know, and this is actually referencing a post from a friend and also a article. I guess it was on a very, you know, anti-fascist site. But maybe there's a reason for this. When you look at people like Max Stirner, you know, he warned about objectivity and said that there's no objective morality. A lot of people on the right, including Anglin, are subconsciously adopting this tactic and saying, you know what, maybe since women like to be so vague and they're getting more increasingly gray area. I mean, you look at the fact that everything's trying to be normalized, like pedophilia, going beyond the realms of actual, you know, an actual moral compass and just being, having a misguided moral compass. So he's striking back and saying, well, that's happened for centuries. It's okay to do. Now, I'm not saying that it is okay to do, but he has kind of a point, because that's basically, you know, if the feminists, and especially in places like Sweden or Germany, they'll talk about, you know, consent, it's okay as long as the guy's brown. So if they want to act with this gray area stuff, you know, and be increasingly vague and passive aggressive about this and say, well, I regretted it after, you know, both of them had sex, maybe that's why Anglin is striking out so hard and saying, well, you know, it's happened for centuries. It's happened, you know, since the dawn of time, since the dawn of warfare. A lot of conquering soldiers, you know, basically forced themselves on the enemy's wives once the enemy died. And that's not the kind of stuff that feminists want to hear. I mean, that they're being scared shitless. I mean, he's striking fear in them, and it's basically invoking Stirner's post-left ideas of leaving the moral compass at the door and leaving it outside to rot, and saying, well, okay, if you want to make everything so vague and you want to have a broken moral compass, then so will I. And we'll see who wins. Because, honestly, what would you rather have? Now, this is a rhetorical question because I know most of my listeners listen. Would you rather have a patriarchy that's controlled by your native folk? Or would you rather have a denigrated patriarchy that's controlled by foreign invaders that are going to force you to shut up? Because either way, it's not going to be easy for you. You're not stronger than us. And it's either going to happen by our hands or their hands. It's up to you to decide whose hands it's going to be. And obviously, you're not making good decisions. And that's one of the reasons why, I mean, democracy believes in mob rule. And statistically speaking, more women vote than men do. A lot of people will say, well, you know, 19th Amendment was a mistake, and saying that it's returned that the fact that we've gotten all these corrupt oligarchies in history, that basically it's based on the fall of the women. But you have to counter in the fact that also men vote. They might not vote as frequently, but they do vote. And it's usually a lot of these, you know, non-alpha, beta-type males that vote for these oligarchs to get into power in the first place, as referenced by the 2000s era hipster movement where it was cool to be a sensitive guy again. I'm sorry, but it's not, you know, like I said before, it's either going to be at the hands of the conquerors or it's going to be at the hands of your own folk, your own men. You underestimate us and think that we are not going to lay the smack down on you. I'm not advocating actual violence towards women. I'm not advocating we go out and rape the enemy's women. I'm just saying there's a plausible reason as to why Anglin said this and why a lot of women should listen up. It's either going to be a soft hand by us and say no, 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 or it's going to be a hard hand by the immigrants who invade the countries and say, well, you know, it's like they passively or aggressively want to be dominated. You look at freaking, you know, scores of basically, you know, research. I now understand that some of these people, their name, you know, the names echo a little bit because you know the upper echelons of society, especially Porky is infested by Judaic peoples. And that's no lie there. The other half are usually just rich, you know, Zionist Protestants. But that's neither here nor there. I think you already know that if you're listening to me already. But the thing is that they are, it's either going to be by our soft hand or their hard hand. It's like they, you know, when you look up, when women searches for porn, they look up violent porn. Why? They want to be coy about it. That's how women are. Women are not meant to be understood. They're meant to be loved, which is basically what Schopenhauer stated. He was a pessimist. He was kind of a degenerate, but still he made some valid points. Because the more you understand women, especially in my case, the more miserable you are. And really, I've gotten to an understanding that women are becoming more and more vague, more and more, you know, they're just blurring everything and turning into one giant foggy gray area of what constitutes consent and what doesn't, because they're not built for hyper-analytical thinking, biologically speaking. Most of their decisions are based on what their gut tells them to do. Now, I have strong gut feelings. Now, not everybody's the same. There are certain people that are blessed with strong intuition. But unfortunately, the intuition of women, especially these days, may have been better back in the day when things like, you know, international finance weren't influencing popular opinion. Women had a stronger moral compass because the men around them were guiding them in the proper way. Now their compass is broken with their liberation and they have no agency. And they're making poor decisions because democracy allows them to. And that's what's causing it. So in essence, to end this podcast, I wanted to say it's either going to be by our soft hand or by the hard hands of, you know, Muslim migrants whose cultures are very different. I'm not going to call them savages because I have some respect for them a little bit, more so than, you know, greater Israel. But they're going to realize the mistakes they've made. They're either going to learn the easy way or the hard way. Like the popular meme goes, either we're fucking or I'm fucking. So, I mean, I'm not mean to be crude, but I can see why Anglin would make such a dubious statement like that. So, anyways, thanks for listening. If you keep tuning in and, you know, if you're offended, you know, I don't really give a shit. You know, I honestly don't. But, you know, if you like what I hear, keep subscribing, and I will talk to you later. All right, adios.